Hi, I'm Lindsay Schneider, the playwright and director of Bad Dog at the 2023 Victoria Fringe Festival. I've loved dreaming up these characters and directing this production. In this introduction, I'll tell you a bit about the casting, the actors, the blocking, the theater space, and the set. The play is about 50 minutes long and takes place at the Scam Satellite Studio in Victoria, BC. In this play, there are four actors, all in their 20s. They play the dog, the cat, the owner, and the neighbor. The play takes place in the owner and the neighbor's apartment building during the pandemic in 2020 and 2021. At the beginning of the play, the owner adopts the dog and brings him home. Later, we meet the neighbor and her pet, the cat. The actors who play animals can see the audience. The actors who play human characters cannot. The entire show is from mainly the perspective of the dog, and sometimes the perspective of the cat, who view themselves as fully human and act like humans in every way, except when one of the human characters interacts with them. For example, the actor playing the dog will walk around the stage, put his head in his hands, throw things, and get an idea like any human would. But when the owner enters, she pets him on the head. When the dog and the owner leave the stage on a walk, the owner leads him off by holding his hand. During a pivotal fight scene between a human character and the dog, the actor playing the dog fights like a human would. I should note there are no animal costumes in this play. No one is wearing anything you wouldn't see a regular person wear on the street. Dawson Rutledge, who plays the dog, is the tallest actor in the show. He looks like he spends lots of time outside doing something very active. He's got blonde hair that's lighter from the sun. He's dressed like one of those ultra-marathoners you might encounter on a trail. He's wearing high-performance leggings and shorts, a long-sleeved running shirt, and a red bandana. He often paces and stops to turn to the audience to make sure we understand him and we're on his side. The actor who plays the owner and the actor who plays the neighbor are the same height. The owner, played by Jessica Burge, looks like the sweetest girl in your art class. She's dressed in lots of comfy layers made of different knits and textures. She has red hair and always carries her backpack, even at home. Linnea Chan, the actor who plays the neighbor, has long black hair and a mischievous sparkle in her eyes when she smiles. When she's stressed, she puts her hair up. Her outfit would be perfect for a spontaneous camping trip without looking like it's perfect for camping. She's always running around. Darian Nye, the actor who plays the cat, is a dancer. He's taller than the owner and the neighbor, but shorter than the dog. His dark hair stands up, and he's wearing an all-black ensemble that looks equally well-suited for a performance or going out to dinner. When he speaks to the audience, he comes downstage, waves, or even flirts. When he enters or exits, he leaps, twirls, or strolls. The dog, Dawson, always speaks to the audience and controls the world of the play, including the lights, sound, and set. When something is out of place, he moves it or asks the technicians to change the lights or give him a fun sound effect. He can rewind, pause, or fast forward the world to show the audience his memories and prove his point. However, so can the cat, who shows the audience their own memories that the dog never saw or experienced. This tension between the primary and secondary narrator, both of whom are not entirely reliable, allows the dog and the cat to play with what actually happened and how their own biases color their memories of the events. Through this dual perspective, the audience can decide for themselves whether the dog and the cat's judgments of the human characters are accurate. There are a few important scenes I'd like to describe without giving spoilers. When you hear club music, the dog and another character are dancing together. They're trying to be sexy, but it looks ridiculous. When you hear classical ballet music, the dog is doing ballet bar warm-ups and getting ready to do a grand plié that influences one of his plans to sabotage the owner. And finally, when you hear the dog talk about the bite for a second time, there is a fight scene where the actor who plays the dog throws another actor to the ground. This part is quite tense. The set was built by production designer Karina Fisher, aided by assistant designer Matthew Gordon. The setting of the play is during the pandemic in 2020 and 2021. Many of the scenes take place when the characters are staying at home. The design is a modular set made of light wood with accents of red and blue that match the dog's red costume accents and the cat's blue ones. Some of the blocks are hollow so that the actors can sit in them. There are two 20-inch square blocks put together to make a couch. It has a padded wooden back that is attached to the blocks with a utilitarian rope and carabiner clip to secure it. This padded back can be unclipped from the couch and becomes a dog bed when laid on the floor, such as in the treat scene. There are two smaller blocks that are used as chairs, rocks, or benches, or stacked to become the cat's tower in the beginning of the play. There is a cat post wound with the same rope as the rope that secures the couch back. When the cat creates the cafe in the middle of the play, the cat post flips over and becomes the table stand, and the back of the couch sits on it and becomes the tabletop. The cat and the dog, who can see the audience, move the set like they're stagehands. They notice when parts are out of place and move them into their preferred position. They move the furniture into multiple configurations: a couch with a back, a bed and dog bed downstage, a cafe, a diagonal hallway, a park with benches, a trail with rocks, and a cat tower with a flipped over block to represent a cardboard box that the cat sits in. The theater itself is close quarters, not unlike a young person's apartment in real life. The walls are black and the space is longer than it is wide. The theater was once a retail space, and it has the low ceiling and long dimensions to reflect its former use. These features make the theater feel indie, cozy, intimate, and a little bit like a secret. The stage is level with the floor. When you enter, you pass the front house area and walk down a long rectangular room into the theater. The stage is flat to the floor. The first two rows of seats are flat on the floor. The third row of seats is 6 inches off the ground on a riser, and the fourth row of seats is 12 inches off the ground on a riser. There is an aisle and four more small rows of seats that are flat to the ground on house right. The actors exit behind a curtain at the far back of the stage. When they leave the owner's apartment, they exit through the curtain at that back. When the characters leave the neighbor's apartment or the apartment building's hallway, they exit through the aisle between the audience. Thank you so much for listening to this audio introduction of Bad Dog at the Victoria Fringe Festival. If you're interested in attending our show, we would be thrilled to have you. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to meet you at the show.